Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, we come into your presence this day to worship you, adore you, praise you, recognize you, acknowledge who you are, and believe in you, Jesus, as my Savior, as my Redeemer, and my Master. I believe in you, God, as my Creator, my Father. I believe in you, Holy Spirit, as my Sanctifier, my Treasure, my Guide. I hope in you, God the Father, as my Teacher, my Master. I hope in you, Jesus. Hope in you, Holy Spirit. I love you, my Father. I love you for sending me your Son. I love you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. I love you, Holy Spirit, for always being with me and guiding me and communicating to me the love of the Father and the Son. And I humble myself before your word to learn from you. Humble myself before you in this time of prayer to listen, to be open to your teaching, open to your guidance, to open your Holy Spirit that might convict or instruct or challenge. Turn my attention now to Luke 8, 1-3. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities: Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out; Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chuza; Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. This gospel passage, which is just kind of almost a general introduction to Jesus' ministry and who was around him, could seem uninspiring, maybe not enough material to meditate on. But I'm struck, Jesus, immediately by one characteristic, which that you journeyed from town to town and village, preaching, proclaiming the good news. What I mean by that, and what strikes me, is that you were active. You were a builder. You were doing. You were moving. You were creating. You weren't a teacher who sat in one place and received everyone who came to you, although at times maybe you did sit down and preach as people came to you. But I see even more, you were building the kingdom by moving, by going out to people, challenging them, bringing the gospel to them, not waiting for the need in their heart to become so strong that they were driven to get up and go look for you. You were looking for them, and you were preaching, you were proposing. You are putting out there what you believe, what you taught, what God the Father wanted to say. You were proclaiming it. You weren't just shyly, almost repentantly putting out there maybe a possibility of something they could consider if they liked or wanted. Or maybe, sorry, but I do think this could be of interest. No, you were preaching, you were proclaiming, you were speaking on God's behalf. You were proposing the truth as God himself. The authority, the power, the energy speaks to me, Jesus, of how you want me to live the gospel. Not repentant, not timid to the world, not kind of feeling out of place or only speaking when given permission, but as a real apostle that proposes boldly, challenges, confronts, criticizes, critiques, not in any kind of proud or vainglorious way, but with the humble conviction that God sends me, that I have a truth that sets free, that renews and heals. The second thing that strikes me, Jesus, is the group that was around you. They were people who were cured of evil spirits and were sick. They were not people who never were touched by evil or weakness or kind of good people for ever since. No, you'd conquer them, you transform them, you change them, you heal them. They were wounded, possessed, once evil people. But you changed them. They encountered you. They had a story to tell, and so they followed you. You were everything to them because you set them free. There was a before and after encountering you. Like, you didn't have just easy adopters. You weren't going and convincing people who were already 95% convinced. They weren't people who were in the pews every Sunday. They were people who didn't step foot in church, maybe. What I mean by that is they were people that made real radical life changes after their encounter with you. And they had names. This is the third point. They had names. They had lies. Mary from Magdala, right? She had seven demons. You had Joanna, you know, a very successful, obviously well-married, upper echelons of society in royalty, right? In the, you know, a mover and a shaker, a player. Susanna. And there were a lot of others in between. I mean, you had the bottom of the barrel in Magdalene, a woman possessed by demons, life totally destroyed, strung out and hopeless. And then you had this well-heeled, well-recognized, fine, refined, Ivy League educated type administrator. Everything in between. Many others who provided for him out of their resources, and that's maybe the last thing, is they provided for you, and you allowed yourself to be provided for. You needed their help. You allowed yourself to need their support. You definitely provided for them healing, liberation, truth, preaching, but you allowed yourself to receive from them. These are all instructive for me, enlightening for me, how to go about the apostolate, to be a preacher, to be a teacher, to introduce people to your healing, liberating power. And then certainly, Lord, to allow myself to be supported by my brothers and sisters in the preaching of your gospel. Take time now to formulate a resolution for how the truth of the gospel should affect my choices today, my attitudes today, my speaking today. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.